And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is Mountrail County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, it's been a good winter overall so far for feeding and grazing. No one anticipated grazing in February, I don't think, did you?
No, to be honest, after that October snowstorm we had, a lot of people thought we were done for the winter. And if you were patient, you were able to go back out, and a lot of people graze corn stalks. We've seen a lot of aftermath grazing. Some of the other ones that we see people do is they'll go out and do a swath grazing. Another one, guys will leave bales out and do a bale grazing. We may see people go out and have cover crops. The biggest thing is there's all kinds of alternatives out there, and every day we don't have to feed a bale or start a tractor. That saves us money and makes cattle industry a little more profitable.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Jim. And hey, we'll have more on feeding and grazing when we come back.
The Berenson Bollinger Red Angus production sale is Wednesday, February 21st at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake. Selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 30 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free until April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. The Berenson Bollinger Red Angus production sale, Wednesday, February 21st, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. Our 22nd production sale is Sunday, February 18th at 2 o'clock. Featured sires include Beer Explosive, Mona Trust Fund, Myers Fair and Square, Sits Relentless, Hoffman Thedford, and Sits Savvy. This year's offering consists of 100 yearling and two-year-old bulls, 40 registered bred heifers, and 170 commercial open and bred heifers. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the live videos. For more information, call Travis at 626-2070 or Blaine at
721-4754. See you at the sale!
Talking feeding and grazing with Jim Hennessy today on Ranching Issues. And Jim, how about some various techniques for feeding?
The oldest one we probably see is a season long, where people actually kick them out on the range and they just stay there until fall and we bring them back in. What we see over time is that isn't really sustainable, so we started getting into a rotational grazing type system where we rotate them through paddocks, but we end up where we don't get enough rest period for a lot of these paddocks. So we start getting into the real intensive, where you bring a couple hundred cows in and you intensively graze, and then you get off and give a rest period of at least 11-12 months. And basically the pastures do quite a bit better. And with the uses of new polywire and stuff, we can move things pretty quickly and get cattle moved around.
Good stuff, Jim, as always. Thanks for that. And that'll bring this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Berenson Bollinger Red Angus Production Sale, by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.